Jesus is King is the name of the album. Not what people expected Kanye West's new album to be. I don't download very much music, but I had to download this album. It's a great album. I'm not a big rap fan. He's doing the Sunday services. And yeah, it has been so fun to watch. I think there's some things that I think a lot of people are quick to judge and quick to make judgments on. And I think the church, though, has received him well. I watched him at Lakewood Church this last Sunday, and he had said some things that I naturally cringed with a little bit. But I think he also, more often, though, said things that was like, man, that is the Holy Spirit speaking through him. Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I am Neil Smith. I'm joined by Aaron Magnuson. And today we are talking about Kanye West, new album, Sunday, and then Sunday services, and all the things happening in the world of social media and with the church. And we're going to talk about what we can learn from Kanye. Aaron, have you downloaded Kanye's new album?
I haven't. I actually had to go on to YouTube and just listen to the playlist that was created. Obviously, I've seen a ton of videos that have gone around about this. But honestly, this has just kind of taken everything by storm. And I think all of us are still trying to like gather our bearings on what is going on. I can tell you the extent of my experience with it is, and I'm located here in L.A., so we're kind of really near all of it. But the first time that I noticed something strange happening was when he did that impromptu gathering. And I actually had a couple ex-college teammates that now live back in their hometowns here near Los Angeles who went. And I'm looking at guys that I know are not followers of Jesus at this gathering because it's Kanye. And just saying all this stuff, I'm like, man, that's really interesting. But so my first experience of seeing Kanye was just like, all right, this is a gimmick. This is a show because of the people that I saw who were there recording it, and some of the celebrities that were there. I'm like, oh, all right, what is happening? It's really interesting that they're using Jesus, but I don't know what the end game is. And now it's morphed into this thing where I have my fellow coworkers who I trust intimately, spiritually, coming back and saying, man, the Spirit is littered over this place. But I think I'm still gathering my bearings on what the heck is even going on. Nils, I would love to know what your experience so far.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the album is Jesus is King is the name of the album. Not what people expected Kanye West's new album to be.
Right.
I don't download very much music, but I had to download this album. It's a great album. I'm not a big rap fan.
Sure.
It's a great album. He's doing the Sunday services, and yeah, it has been so fun to watch. I think there's some things that I think a lot of people are quick to judge and quick to make judgments on. And I think the church, though, has received him well. I watched him at Lakewood Church this last Sunday, and he had said some things that I naturally cringed with a little bit. But I think he also, more often, though, said things that was like, man, that is the Holy Spirit speaking through him.
Yeah.
Of it feels so genuine. And I think whether it's genuine or not, God's moving in an incredible way. My friend, Pastor Mike Todd, from Transformation Church, has been traveling with Kanye quite a bit and preached at a couple of the Sunday services, and people coming to Jesus like crazy. So it is fun to see. And I think the reality is, no matter who you are or what you're doing, you on social media, you couldn't miss what's happening. No. I felt like there was no live stream of the first couple of Sunday services. Now there was of, and we could talk about that at Lakewood, but it's basically just capturing people's moments on Instagram. And I felt like I was able to peer into the services through people's cell phones on Instagram. It's just fascinating, the viral effect that's happening and just people talking about it. And so, and I'm curious what you're seeing in your perspective, and maybe even what churches can learn from the virality of what's happened with Jesus is King.
Yes. I think it's really interesting that you described you didn't see a live service, yet you got all of the information you needed to know in real time as it was happening because of the viral nature of it. I don't necessarily advocate that for a strategy for churches to do, rely on Instagram stories and some big wow moment to capture the attention of people around you. So I think still broadcast your service, obviously.
Well, this is a good question though, because some churches claim that like Hillsong doesn't put in Hillsong, New York, this, you know, Hillsong, the main campus actually does live stream. Hillsong, New York doesn't. And there's an intrigue factor that comes because people hear that there's a line out the door and you're only going to catch basically people's Instagram clips. And the only way in is to be there or to see it on somebody's Instagram. And they're not, they don't let, I mean, I say that they, I don't know, they'd stop people. I see people with their phones trying to record the whole message in services, but it's hard to see it. And there is an exclusivity. So maybe there is some secret to not putting everything out there on social media.
There is truth to that. I think we're probably still wrestling through maybe some of that, not to get off the topic of Kanye, but thinking about, do you want to rely on virality for life change?
Yes.
Because it's not guaranteed. I think it's a little bit easier depending on the personality that you get in the room, obviously, right? Like a Kanye, you can almost, it's much closer to a guarantee.
Yes.
Especially when it's so new. It also makes me think, what is this going to be when people realize, well, I'm cheering for him, right? So realize that he is all in. Is it going to die out when Kanye becomes the Jesus follower Kanye? And so I think they're definitely riding a wave right now would be a good way to describe it. But as far as I do think it's important to understand how quick the world works now and to be expectant of the unexpected. And that sounds really cliche, but just understanding that God can really move in any way. And so when we say things like, tying it back into church, when we say things like, we don't use this because X, Y, or Z, or we aren't here because of this, God is clearly showing that he has no regard. He shows it all throughout the Bible, but it's great when he does it in our day and age. He has no regard for what we, the boxes that we create. He seems to have no respect for that. And it's guys like us that love that because we're the people who are introducing these new things. Hey, there's this great new advancement in technology. I really think God can use it. And for the naysayers, it's just really important to see things like this that aren't gimmicky. No one was trying for this. I'm not even sure necessarily Kanye was trying for this, especially if his heart is right. It just happened. And so it's really important that when we talk about just start or just do stuff, don't expect it to go viral, but expect that God could do whatever he wants.
Yes. Yes. I think too, being ready, you know, so I think for the church here, now this isn't something they can learn from Kanye, but they can learn from this moment is, I think this is a big opportunity. And I think you probably see a lot of teenagers. You see a lot of people that, just as you were saying, people that you played college ball with that are basically showing up at a church service. Great opportunity to have a conversation, great opportunity to catch this cultural wave and adapt and adjust to it. I mean, I see my buddy, Pastor Mike, that's really, you know, seeing some great momentum in his church by just connecting to what God's doing and speaking through Kanye and in his congregation. That's creating a lot of excitement and connection to this movement in our culture and in the world around us. So I think just paying attention to that and not being so stubborn and rigid to this is what we're doing. We have this on the plan of, you know what, this might be a good time to just even adapt your Christmas program or, you know, I don't know, but into it, adjust your worship set. You know, maybe there's a song on Kanye's new album that you might want to put into the set list this week. I don't know.
Yeah. I got some ideas. I'll go upstairs. I'm in one of the buildings at our church is a house. We actually, for a couple of different reasons, can't tear it down. So my office is literally in a house. And so our worship and production team is above us. So I might need to go up and make some suggestions based off of that. But that is a really good point. And my brain took it in a little bit of a different direction. But now that this is out there, Kanye doesn't have to come to your church for this to happen.
Yeah.
He's in the ears of all of the people who are attending your church. And so I specifically think about like our students pastor. There's going to be some interesting questions and some interesting opportunities for somebody who's never attended a Kanye service in person, but who might be entertained by, oh, well, I'll go to this church. Like Kanye's talking about a Christian church. I'll go to this one down the road. And if we as the capital C church aren't in a place to answer or to talk about or to even know, wait, Kanye, isn't that some rapper? What's he doing?
Yeah.
It's really important to just be aware, because the global nature of our culture, if it happens in one place, it's going to be talked about in all places. And if we're not prepared to have that conversation, we're missing opportunities. That's where my brain took what you were saying, Nils. And I just think that's really, really good advice.
Yeah. I'm curious, and they're in the LA area with these pop-up services that Kanye's doing. Do you think there's something to learn just even from the social experiment or experience of what's happening? I don't even know where they're choosing, you know, how much in advance, but how do people find out about them? What does that look like?
You're getting, Nils, just because I live in LA does not mean, and let's be fair, I've only lived in LA for 1 year. That's a good question. My guess would probably be a lot of it is happening on Instagram. Another just interesting, right? It's happening on social media, I'm sure, which is another interesting, people aren't calling somewhere. People aren't emailing somewhere. People aren't probably even visiting a website. It's just really important to understand even how information this day and age is transferred. And so as churches, we just need to be, the podcast that you would have listened to before this talked about Instagram. It's just really important that we're constantly thinking about how is information transferred from one place to another. And so I think the question is good and ever changing. So to be honest, I don't know how they find out about it, but it also just makes me think, you know, I don't necessarily think that we should be copying the pop-up strategy, or I think that this is a really unique thing that's riding a wave that can benefit churches if we're prepared to have the conversations that come off of it. But ultimately, like this stuff is really fun and the engagement is really fun. And I think it's beneficial, but like what we just talked about, if we're not prepared to have a conversation with people, ultimately what Christianity is about relationships, discipleship, and becoming better followers of Jesus. And while there is life change that's happening at these things, and I'm not advocating that these things don't happen, but what we have to be aware of is if these lives are changing, who is then in effect responsible for and helping along in this discipleship path? And that's where the churches come into play. And so these pop-up things are fantastic. The virality, just the attention that the Christian church is getting, and the attention that not the church necessarily, but that life change, real Jesus, authentic life change, that new life that's talked about in the Bible, we're seeing a celebrity go through that, is great. And it's drawing a lot of attention. But if we as churches are not prepared to have those conversations, be it online or in person, and then take those changed lives and ultimately help them follow Jesus better, we just need to be prepared on that end as well. That social media causes, if something is good, it actually reminds me of scripture, if something good happens for the body over here, the whole body celebrates. And so Kanye doesn't have to come to your church. You don't have to play one of his songs in your service, but he is benefiting your church because of what he's drawing attention to in the church as a whole, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I think, and it's interesting that you even mentioned that Instagram, you know, Instagram is the primary communication platform that I think he's been using.
Totally.
And that people have been using. And it's such an interesting just movement that's happening. That's what I would call it. I think it's also interesting to see, and you even mentioning that churches should be looking to engage, because these people that are coming to Christ, where are they going? Where are they experiencing community? And I love that Lakewood Church chose to partner with Kanye. I don't think it was a publicity stunt. I think they saw a movement of God. And plenty of people judge Lakewood too in negative ways. And I don't want to have that debate here. I'll actually go as far as those to celebrate Lakewood. I've been to Lakewood. and they're Justin Brockett, their communications director, is a next level smart guy. We actually need to have him on the podcast soon.
Yes.
Awesome. But I think it's I think they did a great job of having him on. I think it was a neat partnership, a neat platform. Yep. And that was the first time that, as far as I'm aware of this, my wife was like, is this the first time that anybody's ever able to peek into Sunday services? And Lakewood was able to be that platform that they were live streaming it. And that was interesting because they physically had so many struggles in their room. They started about a half hour late from when they said it was going to be online. So I think they probably lost some drop off from that with the live stream. I'm an old man, so I ended up falling asleep halfway through because that's happens to me after 10 o'clock.
Nice.
On a Sunday, but
you and me both, to be honest, it starts at 2 p.m. But anyways,
so but it was great. You know, I mean, it was really a great platform. And I think a really cool partnership that,
yes.
And I think a lot of people are going to funnel into Lakewood Church because they, maximized that opportunity. And, I think it's cool the way Lakewood jumped in. Obviously Kanye is not going to just show up at every church, totally. But I love that Lakewood stepped up, and that's a big risk to step out there when you already take a lot of flack on a lot of different things and things are going well. Lakewood doesn't need Kanye. I think they, you know, followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. I love that. And the movement of what's happening in culture and gave that invitation. And so I think, man, what a cool thing to do, and cool that they live streamed it and promoted that and put it on YouTube and Facebook and just kind of got it everywhere.
So one of the things I love about this podcast, because I have been a longtime listener before now, getting a chance to just be a regular on here, but you get hyper practical really quick in this podcast, and it's helpful because I know a lot of people are listening to this. It's super fun to talk about, super fun to debate and speculate on, but what does it actually look like? And I think we've alluded to it a little bit. Be prepared for weird conversations about Kanye that you never thought you would ever have on a weekend or on a Sunday. And, but one of the things that I can think about that I've seen, and I'm sure that you have some thoughts on this, I've seen multiple pastors since this Kanye movement, whatever you want to call it, Kanye transformation, has started, where they just give a reaction, whether it's to a video but they actually film a video. I've seen a couple on Instagram TV, some that are just in stories. I'm sure some people have just maybe written even blog posts, whatever, but it would just be really interesting, especially if you are a leader at a church, or a youth pastor whatever, ultimately doesn't matter. All of us have some sort of a following this day and age. It would just be really interesting, you as a Christian leader and a predominant figure within your church, to just have some sort of a reaction, make it a video, but a blog post, I suppose, would work just as well. Do it in your stories, but just maybe give your thoughts, because it doesn't just have to be two guys with a mic that have a podcast that get to talk about this stuff. We all have a phone with a microphone and a camera, and we're able to talk about this every day. So that's one of the things that I've seen practically that I thought was really cool. Just pastors hopping on, some who look like they actually have listened to Kanye before this point, and some that have looked like they have never done that. Just they gave a reaction. And so that was something that I saw done on social media on behalf of the church. I think most of them did it on their personal pages. But that was just really cool, taking advantage of this movement, even though it might never physically happen at their church. They know they were smart enough to realize people at my church are going to be talking about this. They look to me to some capacity as their spiritual leader. And so I gave them, you know, something to talk about.
I think that's huge. I mean, I think this is one of the ways pastors should be using their personal platforms on social media in a regular way to engage with, because sometimes that doesn't fit into what you're going to preach on a Sunday.
Yes.
And it isn't a pulpit conversation. This is a good social media of, hey, I want to share my two cents on the Kanye West album. I read the lyrics. I like most of them. I agree with 90% of them. That's good. You know, I think this would be a good album for you to get for your kids, or I think this is unhealthy. And I think we need to be cautious for these reasons. Now, as a pastor, you're going to get some pushback, whatever your opinion is. And I think you always need to be ready for that. But I think your congregation and your community wants to hear your perspective in a very thoughtful way. And so to write out or to verbalize and then run that through a filter before you release that is generally wise. But I think, yeah, put that out there and at least be, that's a great way, Aaron, to just be a part of the conversation and to dive right in, because everybody's looking for, is this okay? Is it, you know, should we be playing this in youth group, you know, Wednesday
night? Right. It's funny, but those are all real conversations that we had.
And it's pastoral. You need to be pastoral. And that's a way to be pastoral on social media in the midst of a cultural movement that is centered around Jesus, an album titled Jesus is King.
Yes.
And so this is an important thing to talk about and not just blow off because you don't like rap music.
Even categorizing this as a rap thing. I think a lot of times these are the things that help change the perception of the church. And I'm going to assume if you're listening to this podcast that you want the world to have a correct understanding of what the church is and the role that it plays in this world in bringing the kingdom of God here to the city of man. And if that's the case, these are the conversations in an appropriate way, in a pastoral way, that we as church leaders cannot be above talking about or dismiss as irrelevant or some flash in a pan thing. If your people are talking about this, that should be a place where you are, and we as church leaders should be pastoring and talking about the conversations that our friends are talking about. And when we stop in those conversations or are, I don't even want to say uneducated, because there's a lot of conversations that we might be uneducated about, but that we're unwilling to talk about.
Yeah.
That's when we become irrelevant.
Yes.
When we are the leaders of an organization, and as a leader, we're irrelevant, what do you think our organizations are?
Yeah.
And so there's just, even, you don't have to know a ton, just listen to the album and see what you could have never heard Kanye's name, which would be amazing. But you could have never heard that until Mills and I have started talking about this.
Yeah.
And you can go Google it, YouTube it, better than you, Googling it. Listen or look at the lyrics.
Yeah.
And yeah. Give your opinion on even just the lyrics. You're just like, man, this is really interesting. And then you might be able to look at lyrics from his other songs, do a side by side if you are that unfamiliar, and just see there's been some sort of a transformation and there's something happening. And so you as a pastor are more than qualified to speak on that. And there's people looking to you to speak on that.
Yeah. I think that's great advice. Lean in.
Yep.
I think that's the advice here. I think this is a great moment and it's exciting to see. And I think there's a lot for us to learn. Aaron, I appreciate your two cents on the thought. I hope pastors that you're leaning in and we'll continue to watch and see what happens. I mean, I hear there's a next album following with Dr. Dre coming out next year. And so it's not going away. It doesn't seem. And it will be interesting to see what continues to develop out of Lakewood now after the fact a little bit. And so it's an exciting day in the life of the church, and
that's right.
Always fun in the world of social media and the opportunities.
What a time to be alive. I think I say that
what
just
a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive with the day and age that we as church leaders, which is everybody listening to this, have been charged with leading people spiritually in this day and age. And just, lean in. That's a really good summation of this. You just got to lean into this stuff.
Yep. All right. Well, we will leave it at that on this episode. So go lean in socialmedia.church for show notes and everything having to do with Social Media Church, and our Instagram handles and everything where you can connect with Aaron and I online will be there in the show notes and on the website. So we hope you will lean in and continue to lean into this podcast. Get download more episodes, socialmedia.church on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave a rating and review wherever it is you're listening. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you again on the next episode.